Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, we move on to something completely different now. So you may not have seen this, but comedian, talk show host and actress Ellen DeGeneres announced this week that she's leaving showbiz for good. She's had enough. And of course, she was a massive star in her day. She had her own sitcoms, talk shows, movie star. She hosted the Oscars, the Grammys, the Emmys. She actually had her own lifestyle brand at one stage. So here to tell us how it all came undone for Ellen is Dave Hanratty, host of the No Encore podcast. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. So before we get to the fall, just give us a sense. Ellen was huge.
Oh yeah, as you kind of said there, she did it all. Like, there's very few things in the entertainment industry that she didn't touch at some point, and to some extent turned to gold. I mean, she kind of broke onto the scene as a comedian, as a stand-up comedian in the early 1980s. Her big break would have came around 86 when she appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Gave her a very warm welcome, the crowd loved her, and from there it was kind of straight to the top. So the stand-up comedy thing turns to television, and then in the 90s, of course, you know, she becomes a household name thanks to, I guess, her personal life clashing with her professional life in a very interesting way.
Okay, in what way?
In as much as she came out as gay at a time when a lot of entertainers weren't, you know, publicly outing themselves, or it wasn't really part of the conversation. So she did an interview with Oprah Winfrey. She also ran an episode of her sitcom, which was just called Ellen, in which her character comes out as gay in kind of quite a comedic way it was done. But this turned her overnight from people who'd never heard of her to, okay, well, that is now this huge force in entertainment. And, you know, there was kind of a societal divide as well. I mean, even today there are still stars, actors and actresses who won't come out because they think it will hinder their career prospects. And for a time it did for her. There was sponsors dropping from the show. There was the network putting a parental advisory warning at the start of every new episode after this happened. But an awful lot of people saw her as a trailblazer and a groundbreaking
person.
And
it might not seem like such a big deal to us now, but it was a big deal back
Huge,
then.
Huge, yeah.
So, no, central to her kind of rise as well, there was this kind of Be Kind vibe about her as well.
Yeah, she very much put herself forward as someone who has all these wholesome values, and this kind of came into play in 2003 when the talk show happens, and that would have been the height of her fame, because she's also a voice in Finding Nemo at that time as well, the Pixar movie, which was huge, absolutely massive. Like, she has a film career, but it's not quite as big as the TV realm. She decided to conquer that instead, and she presented herself to the world as part of this talk show that began, just the Ellen DeGeneres Show in 2003, as, you know, I'm this always smiling, I dance with my audience. You know, I've got an incredibly intimate and familiar interactions with the celebrities that come on. And she would say in her monologues, you know, like, I stand for inclusion, I stand for kindness, I stand for being nice to each other. And, you know, like very much presenting this very wholesome, very all-American sweetheart vibe.
Okay, and we'll come back to that. So she was lovely, basically, lovely person. So what happened this week, first off? We knew there was a Netflix special coming, and she was kind of touring that, wasn't she?
Yeah, so we'll get into the reasons why, but she has rather retired from the public eye to some extent in the last couple of years, but has been mounting something of a comeback tour, a stand-up tour, going back to her roots and kind of doing these shows across the States. Now, it was announced there about a week ago that four of the shows had been pulled, just cancelled completely. If you had a ticket, you got an email saying the show is gone, no reason given why, no official statement made, but the smart money is on tickets not really moving. But the shows are happening, people are going, and she did a Q&A at one of her shows there, and a fan asked her, so what's next? You know, like, this seems to be you coming back now. What are you going to do next? Are you going back into movies? And she says, no, after my upcoming Netflix special, that is it. I am done. I'm not returning to showbiz.
Okay, so her crimes then, right? So the beginning of the unravelling of Ellen, was it the football game with her pal George W. Bush? Was that the start of it?
That probably is the start of it, kind of the first smoking gun. So
okay.
She's...
That was 2019?
Yes, they are pre-pandemic. They're pictured at a NFL game together, and they're in the kind of the owner's box, you know, enjoying the kind of the corporate delights of that. And she's there on video laughing and joking with George Bush, former President George Bush, which of course is markedly at odds with the wholesome, inclusive values that she has presented to the public. She, of course, herself is gay. We know that George Bush's administration was not kind to the LGBTQ+ community at all in any way. And that led, you know, a massive online reaction, fans of the show asking her even in person, and a lot of articles written being like, well, how could you possibly be palling around with that guy? after everything that you've said, which led to her coming out on the show, doing a monologue, kind of, you know, in a ribald way, and just saying, look, I've got friends who wear fur, and I don't agree with that, and I can keep my politics out of my friendships, which, but this was such a, like, the embodiment of everything that she doesn't stand for, and there she is, high-fiving and laughing away. It left a sour taste.
And then, kind of on top of that, in the same year, there was that awkward exchange with Dakota Johnson on her show, and this resurfaces every now and again. It's back around this week. Will we have a listen to it first?
You turned 30.
I did.
And how was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, you gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you, but I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you. Don't I show like?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But I did invite you and you didn't come.
How do you know? I don't think so.
Ask everybody. Ask Jonathan, your producer.
So kind of that showbiz, you know, ribbing and banter, but an edge to it.
Oh, that's off script. That's not supposed to happen. You can hear the audience. They're gasping, you know. Ask your producer. Ask everybody. Dakota Johnson's best performance, by the way. It's absolutely magnificent. It became an instant meme. I love seeing it every time it crops up, the Christmas tree in the background. And they said, oh, the producers go on mic and they say, you're out of town, you're out of town. They fall on their sword, they take the bullet. But a lot of people effectively said that this was kind of the first thing on the show that broke the fourth wall, and that Dakota Johnson was essentially, without saying it, calling her out for not being as nice as you see on screen.
Okay, so just before we get to then the complete unravelling, briefly, what happened in the pandemic when she started hosting the show from home?
The show, yeah, during lockdown, it kept going, and she hired non-union workers. That didn't go down well. She'd actually previously crossed a picket line during the writer's strike. That didn't go down well. That was back in 2007. But essentially what happened was a series of allegations from former staffers, anonymous staffers, as many as 10 came out and said that Ellen was actually fostering a toxic work environment, that there was bullying, there was harassment, there was racial microaggressions. These weren't labelled directly at her per se, but more the production staff, and this launched a massive internal investigation. And this was news. Like I say, this show was gigantic in the States in particular. This thing ran for so long, millions of viewers, so many awards, and it led to this huge investigation. Three producers were fired. Ellen wasn't. There was no punishment for her, but she apologized on at least two or three separate occasions, including to her audience and the staff, and said, I take responsibility. I'm the captain of the ship. This should never have happened, and we're going to implement changes now. But the cat was out of the bag at that point, and people's opinion of her changed massively.
Okay, so she joked that this current exit from showbiz is the second time she's been kicked out, her words. The first time in the late 90s when she came out as gay. But she was essentially, at that time, was kicked out of show business as well, yeah?
So it seems. I mean, people like to throw around the word cancelled, but we are talking about someone here who has, like, what, a net worth of about $370 million. You know, like, she's had an unbelievable career and she chose to step down. What happened was the show hemorrhaged viewers. It lost a million viewers between the two seasons coming back, and her contract was coming up. So she said, look, I'm done. Let's just end it. It seemed like the best move for both parties. So she wasn't fired, you know, but it was more a case of, like, reading the room and saying that this writer...
Her brand was destroyed, effectively.
Completely, yeah, because people trusted her. People would have seen the show as, that's my friend on the screen. That's my escapist friend on the screen, my escapist entertainment that I can get now and have fun with. And at that point, there was no going back. The horse had bolted.
So is this it for her now, do you think?
It's entirely up to her. I don't believe when a celebrity says it's over. It's like, you know, last time I was on the show, we were talking about professional wrestling, and it's the same with wrestling. If a wrestler says, I'm done, they're never done. A celebrity is never done. She can do whatever she wants. Now, she is 66 years of age. I mean, she looks like she's been...
Wow.
I know. She's been trapped in amber since her 40s. Fair play to her. And she has millions and millions of dollars. It's entirely up to her. It would be a nice thing to just go off and do whatever. But if she turns around tomorrow and wants to start a podcast network, wants to make a movie, it's entirely up to her.
Okay, so there probably is a way back for her, but still, it's an extraordinary fall, isn't it, Dave? Just by a bunch of bad accidents, really.
Huge, yeah. Although, of course, there were many people who said that actually, like we said before, like the image that was presented to you was not the image that they dealt with in person. And at the end of the day, no matter how powerful you get in that game, if it catches up to you and it comes out to the public, it's game over.
Okay, Dave Hanratty, thank you very much for that. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.